We continue our learning. We are in Shkolin Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes to explain the opinion of the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah. He's not arguing. Tanakhama said, V'yotzin afal kelayim. We have members of the Beis Din, representatives who go out to ensure on the 15th of Adar, they made the announcement on the 1st of Adar, on the 15th of Adar, they come out to ensure that people are uprooting the kelayim, the intermingling of the seeds that was prohibited. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, beginning, these members of the Beis Din who came as representative, what would they do? They would, if they saw people at Kelaim on the 15th of Adar, they would uproot them and throw it down in front of them. After that, Misharabu over Avera, when they saw the people were continuing to transgress and it was multiplying the number of people, why was that? So Yishalmi says, and the Bar Tanur quotes, the fact that the Balei Sados, the people who own the fields, were very happy. Look at that. They're weeding it for us, and they're putting it down right in front of us. We can feed it to our animals. So they decided to do what? Mishirabu over Avera, how you okrin umashlichin al hadrachim. They would uproot it, the tkilayim, but they wouldn't drop it in front of them on the field, but they would throw it onto the streets, onto the roads. This way it wasn't available. The animals weren't able to eat from it. But still, they were still weeding, the Yishalmi says, so they're still helping them out a little bit, so there wasn't much of an incentive to get rid of the kelayim on their own. So hiskinu shiyu mafkirin kol hasadeh kulo. So they made a takana then, that they're going to, if they see people by the 15th of Adar are not uprooting the kelayim, so they would be mafkir, they would declare ownerless their entire field that had the kelayim. How do they have the authority to do that? That's a famous principle known as hefker, based in hefker. The based in has the authority to declare people's property ownerless, to confiscate their property, based on the pasuk in the 10th parak of Ezra that says, V'chol asher lo yavo l'shloshes hayamim. Whoever doesn't come in 3 days, this was Ezra, they're having a gathering of everybody in order to tell people that they had to get rid of their non-Jewish wives, the intermarriage we know before when Ezra brought everybody back to Eretz Israel. So he made this announcement, and if he said, if you don't come in these 3 days to our gathering, ka'atzas hasarim v'hazikenim, according to the Eitzah, the advice of the officers and the elders, yacharam kol rechusho, all of his rechush will be confiscated. And you see from here that Ezra and his Beis Din have the authority to be mafkir, and people's rechush, if they violate their words. So indeed, that's what happened in our Mishnah as well. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, b'chamisha sarbo shulchanos hayu yoshvin b'medina. So here we have on the 15th of Adar, the money exchangers would be sitting in the Medina, in the province, which we'll explain in a moment where that is. And the purpose at this point was to be available for people who were coming maybe from different countries. They needed to get the local currency in order to give the proper machzis shekel. So they were available for people. Where's the Medina? So most Rishonim say the Medina is the outside, not the Beis HaMikdash proper, but outside the Beis HaMikdash. In Yerushalayim they would sit, in the city of Yerushalayim, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. In the old city, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam's of the opinion that when we say Mikdash, we usually mean Yerushalayim proper. So that would mean that Medina must mean outside Yerushalayim. So according to the Rambam, where were they sitting in the Medina? They were sitting outside the city of Yerushalayim. And what would change on the 25th, 10 days later, Be'estrim v'chamisha yashvu b'mikdash. And on the 25th, 10 days later, then these shulchanos, the money exchangers, would sit in the mikdash. What's the mikdash? So according to the Rambam, now they came from outside Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim. Now they're in the old city of Yerushalayim. And according to other Rishonim, no. Now they're sitting really in the Beis HaMikdash proper. Before this, they were sitting in Yerushalayim, in the city itself, in the old city itself. And then they came to the Mikdash proper. What was the difference between the 15th and the 25th? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkolin Perek Aleph, B'chamishasar yashvu hashulchanim b'chol medina u'medina v'tovim benachas. What would they do? They would demand, ask people for the machzis hashekel benachas. They would do it softly. Kol mi sheyitein lahem yikalbu, men of people would give, they would accept it. U'mi shalo nasan eight kofin aso, we would not coerce him at that moment on the 15th of Adar. But once it's the 25th, and now they're sitting even closer to the Beis HaMikdash, we get the hint. So the now it's time that there can even be coercion, and that's what Mishnah says now. Mi sheyashvu ba mikdash hischilu l'mashkein. When they sat in the mikdash, they began to take collateral. They would seize collateral from people who are not paying their machzis hashekel. And the Mishnah now wants to know, well, Esbi Mimashkinin, who from whom would they take a collateral? So we have the whole list: Levim, the Israelim, Gerim, converts, Va'avadim, Meshuchrar, and Avadim, an Evid Kanani, non-Jewish slave, but he was Meshuchrar, he was emancipated. So now he's a full-fledged Jew. So now we can take a Mashkon from him because he's Chayv in Machzitz HaShekel in order to give him the incentive, coerce him to give it. So we take a Mashkon. Avalo, who do we not take a Mashkon from? From people who are not obligated to give him Machzitz HaShekel. Nashim, Va'avadim, Uktanim. Women are not chayv in machzitz hashekel because the pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa v'nasnu ish kofer nafsho, ish v'lo isha. There's a minority opinion that says, well, this is done once a year during Adar, and maybe therefore it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grum, and women would be exempt. It's a little bit difficult because you could potentially give your machzitz hashekel earlier or later if you really need to. This is not the classic. It's not like there's a date on the calendar that you have for the machzitz hashekel, but nonetheless, that's a minority opinion. And avadim, who are avadim kananim, we know are chayv in mitzvos like a woman. So if women are exempt, let's say from our pasuk, our Torah source, based on ish, Rastu ish kofer nafsho, ish velo isha, so that would automatically exempt an Eved Kanani, and a katan is exempt as well. What does a katan mean? So that's also subject to debate. There are those who claim that it's very simple what a katan here is. Not under bar mitzvah, but since the pasuk says, kol hover al apakudim miben eshim shana v'mala, 20 years old, so a katan is under 20 years old. A katan means different things in different contexts. Here, a katan can mean under 20. Sometimes when it comes to, we speak about someone being roi libiya, so a katan is under 9 years old. Classically, a katan is under 13 years old. So it all depends. Sometimes we call someone who's somech al shulchan aviv, he could be 18, but he's still living at home, also has the status of a katan regarding certain halachos. So here too, katan can mean under 20. And others say, no, katan here means under bar mitzvah, as it usually does. And then the Mishnah says, kol katan shehischil aviv lishkol al yado. If you have a katan whose father was giving a machtz shekel on his behalf, even though he's a katan, shuveni aposek, he should not stop. He should continue doing so. There is some debate whether or not what the Mishnah means. Does that mean we can coerce the father as well? Well, he gave last year for the katan for the 8-year-old. So now that the kid's 9, you have to, and he decides not to give this, we have to coerce him and take a mashkon. And others say no, means the father should continue to give. It's a neder, or it's a mitzvah, or a davar tov, but it doesn't mean that we have to be memashkin him. And then the Mishnah says, vein memashkinim resa kohanim. We don't take a mashkin for kohanim. I, the kohanim, are chayv in machzitz hashekel, so why do we not take a mashkin for kohanim? Mnei darkei shalom. In order to keep the peace. What does it mean, keep the peace? So Yushalmi says, bnei derech hakavod. It's giving proper honor to them. Why? Well, they're the ones who bring the karbanos. The whole service is based on them. We want to give them proper kavod. Don't give it, don't seize a mashkon. Don't take collateral from them. What if they don't give machzitz hashekel at all? So there, we're not worried that they're not. Because the whole point of taking collateral is to make sure someone gives it. And we want everyone to have a portion, a small portion, in the karbanos tzibur. So if you're not going to take a mashkon from kohanim, so maybe they're not going to have this incentive to give. If they don't give, maybe they're not part of the karbanos tzibur. That we don't have to worry about. That's where we say lev based in masna aleihem. There is a built-in tanai that even if they don't end up giving, they still have a portion of the karbanos in exchange for the avoda that they do. One interesting point is, where is this? Is this a random number? The 25th of Adar, now that's when we have the Shulchanos coming to the Mikdash, and now they begin to seize for people to ensure that they're going to take in collateral. Where do we get that, the date of 25? So some Mefarshim point out that there's a significance to that date. Why? Because on the first of Nisan is when we have to use the new Shkalim to buy a sheep for the Korban HaTamid. But you really can't use Shkalim that on the first of Nisan to buy that sheep, because all Korbanos need need bikur, need to be inspected for a mum, for a blemish, 4 days prior to that. That's the rule. Needs 4 days. So if you think about it, we know that Nisan is only one day of Rosh Chodesh. That's because Adar is 29 days and it's not 30 days every year. So that would mean that the 25th of Adar is 4 days before the first day of Nisan. So we need the shkalim available to buy that Karban HaTamid or several Karban HaTamid in order to prepare ourselves for the first of Nisan. We need those 4 days to make sure to inspect them from a potential mum.